Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil Vitale.
Hi, John.
We just got word that somebody in the Prudential building has tested positive for coronavirus.
Really?
People that work there are being told that they can, is this correct, Elif? This is what Eric was telling us, can work from home. You work in the building, correct?
Yeah, I do.
That's where the Tribune is. So all of you folks coming and going potentially may have been in the vicinity of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You were just talking to me a moment ago about the sense of the sort of social distancing we're all doing, because you may have it so mildly you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may eventually get it badly, but you don't know it not right now.
Mm-hmm.
You may be brazen enough to say, but I will survive this. I want to go out in public.
Right. I refuse to live in fear.
But what about me?
Right.
What if I'm a senior citizen?
Exactly. So I go to the parade and I don't feel any symptoms. And then I go home and I go visit my grandma. And then I cross the street and I touch things and other people touch things that I've touched. And I've helped pass this along, even though I personally may not get very sick or sick at all.
I just got that word, Phil. So there's just a little FYI for you.
I know.
I don't know what your plans are. You'll probably go back to the office.
I'm rethinking them right now.
figure out. Literally, I'm telling you, you didn't know this.
I did not know this.
Am I saying that correctly, Producer Elif? That's what Eric Zorn, who works in the same building with you, told us.
Uh-huh.
But you've got to go to communal places to do your job, too.
I have to go to restaurants, yes.
It's funny because, you know, we talk about the restaurant community from the consumer standpoint, like, no, go to the restaurant. But the restaurant workers maybe themselves don't want to go around and be passing food and serving people and being in the mm-hmm. proximity of customers. What about them?
Right, exactly. And they're picking up the plates that you were just using and the napkins you were just using, and they have to handle things. So I'm hoping that back there behind the swinging doors, there's this huge 50-gallon oil drum filled with hand sanitizer, and that they are compulsively washing and rewashing.
Well, I guess that's always a concern of the restaurant business anyway,
yep.
Right?
Sure. You get a cold from all sorts of people, and some restaurant is not an industry known for its exhaustive health care options.
Options or practices?
Options. In other words,
what are you going to do?
They're not insured.
Many
restaurant workers don't have health insurance.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Good point. Never thought about that either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just forget about coronavirus for a second, but maybe we should rethink that.
Right. I mean, we've got this coronavirus going around. We have, 30-something million Americans that don't have health insurance, who are not likely to go running to a doctor if they feel symptoms because they don't have health insurance. So we're not going to test them, and they can just sit there and pass the virus around, and there's nothing we can do about it because they don't have health care.
Okay, so forget about coronavirus again. Best case scenario is everybody's healthy. We're all doing well, but we're asking people to cook our food and serve our food, who as a group are probably underinsured relative to the rest of the population.
That is true.
I mean, these are hourly employees. A lot of them aren't full-time employees, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then
kind of reframes that whole universal health care debate, doesn't it?
Well, but I'm also just thinking about what they do in the kitchens. Is it your experience that those are relatively safe, clean, happy, healthy places?
I don't know enough to say that they're relatively clean. I know that that good restaurants are pretty fanatical about keeping a clean kitchen for all sorts of reasons. In the middle of rush, sir, in the middle of dinner time rush or lunch rush, there are dishes flying all over the place and people walking around and grabbing things in a hurry. And you know, it's like any other. I mean, I just made dinner for my wife last night. I did not wash my hands between courses. I did what I usually do.
I get home and Brenda has often said, did you wash your hands? Just uh-huh. from riding the train.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a little more diligent about looking at me and making sure I did that when I
right.
get home now. Really, on a personal level, we should all begin to think about this. John, first fist and elbow bumps at weddings and funerals. When you walked in, I normally shake your hand. I didn't
mm-hmm.
shake your hand today.
No.
That was before Elif told me what she told me.
Right. I shook hands with somebody in a restaurant because what the heck, we're there anyway. I've seen more fist bumps. I was telling you before, during things like Chicago Gourmet, if I'm out there and saying hi to a chef, well, likely that chef is behind the counter. He's preparing food. So all we do is elbow bump or forearm bump because he's keeping his hands as clean as possible.
Hey, Elif, will you print out and hand me what Eric Zorn shared with us? Because this is my understanding also. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, in our studio Wednesdays at this time. We talk a little bit about the food scene. We will. Maybe we are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have it, and then you touch something or someone, you may pass it to them, and then they may have it, and then they may pass it to an unsuspecting person.
Right.
That's the sort of scenario that we're all imagining right now.
Exactly, and that's how the flu spreads. That's how lots of viruses, that's how all viruses spreads, because when you are contagious, you may not know it right away.
I just think, though, I guess we have evidence every year, 30 million people get sick with the flu, and it mm-hmm. spreads that way. But when you think about the number of things that have to happen for me to get it from you,
right.
even though you didn't have it a moment ago, but you just touched a handrail from somebody who had it,
right.
I think a lot of us like to think, well, I'm insulated enough from that it won't happen to me.
Right.
But now you begin to rethink it.
But I took a cab over here, and I touched the cab door, and money was exchanged, and I came upstairs, and I've got my hands on the desk here.
Your newsroom just sent out this email. Tribune Publishing and other tenants of Prudential Building have been advised that an employee who works at One Pru has tested positive for coronavirus. We have been notified by Prudential Building Management that the employee felt ill last Thursday, March 5th, when home was tested, diagnosed with coronavirus late yesterday. The employee has not returned to the building since feeling ill last Thursday. The company where the employee works is chosen for all their employees to work from home beginning today. That's the employee of that company mm-hmm. in the building you work in, but not the Tribune. The risk of exposure to all building and tenants remains low. However, we are exercising extreme caution by strongly encouraging employees to work from home until further notice. It's 10:42. I have to pause, play mm-hmm. a commercial. Phil, you can go home if you want. If you can join us for a few more minutes, I'll take your time.
Sure. I'm going to check with my boss.
You have a decision to make. Phil Vitale is a restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. You going to stick around for 5 more minutes, Phil?
Sure, why not?
I like your chances, sir. By the way, your building will be open tomorrow as well for mm-hmm. business. Phil Vitale of the Chicago Tribune, the restaurant critic, works at one or two Prudential
I'm
Plaza.
I'm in One Pru.
There's One Pru, and then there's Two Pru. And in one of those buildings, the one you work in, One Pru, somebody has tested positive for coronavirus. They say the person was ill last week. They are not in the building now. Everybody's using caution, and people in the building are being advised to work at home if they can.
But you can get there from the Pedway from here.
Yep.
And if I have 15 minutes sometimes in the morning, I do around 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I will stroll into the Prudential building.
Oh, sure.
Just to walk around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
maybe.
There are a lot of commuters who walk through there, too. I just don't know where the
it's a public
line
way.
Is. Yeah.
It's part of that Pedway system down there.
Yep.
Phil also writes about restaurants, besides talking to us about all of this stuff.
Well.
Things go on.
Yes, they do.
You wrote about Avli in River North, A-V-L-I, which is Greek fine dining, right?
It is. The owner first opened in Winnetka about 11 years ago, and that was just Avli Restaurant, and he was trying to raise the bar in terms of quality of Greek food. And then he was quite successful there, and then he opened Avli Taverna in Lincoln Park about 2 years ago. And then just about the last 4 or 5 months, he's opened one in River North. And so, it's a good restaurant. It's not yet a great restaurant, but it's an important addition to the area because, as I noted in my review, Greektown is slowly eroding as the land values are driving them out of business. You see a place close, and the next thing you know, there's 18 stories going up.
Is River North a hot area for restaurants right now?
It's getting no. The hot restaurant area is the Fulton Market District further west.
Well, sure.
And the funny thing is, it's now gotten to the point where restaurant square footage in Fulton Market is more expensive than River North.
So I know somebody that lived in a building there, and now they say the building's going down because they're just making more commercial space, or at least it's changing so mm-hmm. rapidly over there. And that's why I asked that question. I mean, I know the west side there is very hot, and I wonder if people are saying, fine, I'll go somewhere else just because it's too expensive, or we want to find the new hot spot.
Sure.
But right now it's Fulton Market, huh?
They're on fire, and that's probably the proximate cause of all this development going around there, is it's really easy to track tenants when you say you've got 20 restaurants within walking distance.
Avli, A-V-L-I. You give it one star, which mm-hmm. is good, but not great. What do they need to work on over there?
They need to do a better. Their servers need to do a better job with communication. Part of it is, I suspect, at least in my visits out there, there aren't quite as many people on the floor as there need to be. Maybe he's having a hard time finding people that he can train properly. The whole idea is he's doing some Greek dishes that are not what you find on Halsted Street. And so that requires a little bit of an explanation.
A little more authentic that way?
Well, authentic, yeah, for him, sure. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, he worked on Halsted Street at the Parthenon for many Greek islands for many, many years. So he knows how it works over there. But he knows things that, like Saganaki, flaming Saganaki was invented on Halsted Street. It's not native Greek. So his Saganaki is not set on fire.
Flaming Saganaki, that's the cheese that's
exactly,
on fire, yeah. And everybody goes oopa or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. And that was invented on Halsted Street.
He doesn't do that?
He doesn't flame it, no. I mean, because Saganaki is a thing, but it's a baked cheese in Greece, and here it's more of a theatrical thing.
Sutsukakai.
Perfect.
Features a hearty tomato sauce. It looks pretty good, the picture in the paper today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is, though.
Those are the meatballs, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Lovely. You like those?
I do. They
Kakazia is a fisherman's... is a flavorful fisherman's stew, and that looks like a Greek stew there.
Yeah, he elevates it a little bit. Traditionally, the kakazia would be you'd be using culls. You'd be using the fish that are a little too small to sell, so you use that in there, or the offcuts from filleting. But he makes it a little nicer, and he's throwing in some shellfish and things that maybe traditionally would be make it a little more expensive than it would be.
There's a new Greek restaurant. It's not their first one. It's called Avli, A-V-L-I River North. It's 702 North Wells. The Tribune rating from Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Tribune, is 1 star, which is good. A little service challenged right now. Sounds like you like the food pretty well.
I do. It's solid, and it's nice to have. You know, he brings in more Greek regions than other, maybe other restaurants do, which tend to focus on the stuff. I mean, it's funny, the dichotomy. Even with his first restaurant up in Winnetka, he found that it was a little more of a break-in period to get people to accept some of that food. So that up in Winnetka, the Saganaki gets the torch.
Huh, really? they put it on fire.
They put it on fire. That's what the people want. Fine. Here's your fire.
I wonder if he's rolling his eyes going, all right, I'll set the damn cheese on fire. But really, people?
Well, yeah, but then he looks at the end of the night is how many he sold, and he gets over it.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, I was going to ask you about Irish restaurants or places that you would recommend people go for a good corned beef in town. Even though the St. Patrick's Day parades and the dyeing of the River Green have been canceled, if you're just joining us, the mayor, the governor, and the Department of Public Health had a press conference. You heard it here on WGN Radio about an hour and a half ago, and they just said as a measure of caution, they are not going to have any of those events. They may reschedule them, but they haven't announced at what time they will do any of that, and you don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
No.
Yeah. Irish restaurants, though, any place you especially like in the city? Where's a good corned beef these days?
Well, this time of year, of course, I would say, do consider going to a nice Irish restaurant, even though there's no parade, because they bought all this food in expectation of people being out the door. And that's not going to happen.
Boy, think about that.
Oh, yeah, right. So I would maybe consider dropping into Chief O'Neill's up in North Side and getting a little food there, or stick your head into Fado, or even go to Kitty O'Shea's in the Chicago Hilton.
The same way that I've been to Kitty O'Shea's in Hilton.
It's a cute place.
It's a hotel restaurant bar, but it's right there off of Michigan Avenue.
Right, and a whole bunch of servers from on visas from Ireland. So when you're speaking to your server, it's pretty authentic because they're from there.
Yeah, no kidding. And maybe the same way that this is a good time to buy an airplane ticket or a cruise ticket. It's probably a good time to go to patronize a restaurant because they've got the food. I'm not saying they're going to discount the prices, but I know they would sure appreciate the business. Brian wanted to say something about Greek food. Hey, Brian, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
What can we do for you?
For a bunch of years, I've been going to like Greek islands and stuff. I went to the one in the city. I live in Lombard. There's one like I can walk to by me here.
That one's a good one. I've been there a bunch of times.
It's great. It's one of my favorite restaurants. But one of my favorite meals I used to get there was Polti Krasato. And it was like a octopus stew kind of dish, and it was great. And it was a staple of their menu. I loved it. And all of a sudden, they kind of cut it out, and then kind of never came back. And then they had like grilled octopus wasn't so good. And I'm trying to find a restaurant that has that because it's my favorite thing to get when I got that there.
I would call around. I mean, one of the kind of good news, bad news in octopus right now is that the quality is such that restaurants have been going crazy about it. It's almost unusual to go into a restaurant that doesn't have octopus as an appetizer these days.
Yeah.
As a result, I know one restaurant says they're using three different suppliers to get enough octopus in.
Oh, no kidding.
Because it's a little trickier to get because there's such a demand for it.
Yeah.
And that might be scaring off some restaurants who don't want to pay over a certain amount for it. But
the restaurant that you and he were talking about that you do like, the one up north, is that one of these restaurants that you reviewed
the
as
original,
well?
The original Avli in Winnetka, or the one in Lincoln Park, which is called Avli Taverna.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm out of time. Brian, thanks for the phone call. Real quick, Dave, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Dave? You're on the air.
Hey, I guess it's okay to be OCD hand washing now.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we all really should. I am getting text messages from people whose hands are chapped because they're just over-washing, over-rinsing, mm-hmm. over hot water, too, by the way, and then putting the hand sanitizers on there as well.
Right. It dries you out, but there's hand lotion for that.
I'm telling you, I think that, again, if the mayor and the governor have made these decisions for all of us, and you think that that or our coverage of it is too much, I think that this is sort of an inconvenience, a curiosity for most of us that we'll all weather. We're in this moment. We'll get through this. Most of us aren't going to get sick. The vast majority of us aren't going to get sick. And if all we have to do is endure the coverage or the inconveniences of it, let's do that and appreciate the precautions that other people are taking on our behalf. That's my word to everybody.
There you go.
Phil Vitale, thanks for coming into the studio
today. My pleasure.
Restaurant critic, the Chicago Tribune. Read them online, chicagotribune.com/dining.